We are honored to have Scott Labar, who is our national representative. And I got to be honest, and I told Scott this myself. I was a little nervous, maybe a little more than nervous, to have Scott here, who has been attending conventions since 1986, and that he has never been to a South Carolina convention. So when they told me it was going to be Scott, I was slightly overwhelmed, because you know what? This is my first convention as state president, and they only send the best to support us as an affiliate. And so I am honored to have Scott here and to welcome him to the Palmetto affiliate.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, for that extremely kind introduction. I don't know. I'm not sure we've sent the best here, but I will, in fact, do my best. Let me get situated here. It really is an honor and a privilege to be here for my first Palmetto State Convention, and I hope it's not the last. And I never knew until this morning, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, that in fact, this is North Charleston, that instead of just a geographic designation, it is in fact an entirely separate city. I did not know that. So it just shows you that every day you learn something new, at least one thing, hopefully at least, and maybe many, many more. So I bring you greetings from our president, our national president, Mark Riccobono, and our first lady, Melissa. They would have loved to have been here, but it is impossible for the president to go to all 52 affiliate conventions, although he makes a fair number each year. And I'm sure if he hasn't been here recently, he will be here soon. And I will tell him that he should come and see North Charleston, South Carolina. And I didn't know also that this may be the only city that boasts both Boeing and Mercedes. That's kind of cool. Jennifer started with this 1 minute message earlier, but I'm going to repeat it with a little bit different ending. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back. Together with love, hope, and determination, we transform dreams into reality. I am filled with hope, energy, and love by participating in the National Federation of the Blind because my expectations are raised. My contributions make a difference to me and to others, and I can celebrate the realization of our dreams with my Federation family. Yeah. I think that says it all, and I can just sit down now. What I've done there is not only I guess we've lost the audio for some reason. Check, check. Hello, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello. Yeah, well, I can talk loud, I guess. I think we're getting, it's kind of on, isn't it? No, I guess it's not. All right. Do we want to get this fixed or do you want me to proceed? Check, check. Hang on. All right, I'll hang on. I blew them away down here in South Carolina. Check, check. Anybody want to sing something or dance or? Please stand by. Testing, we are having testing, technical testing. Difficulties.
Testing, testing.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. Check one, two, check, check. I know, I'm just, did I do something? I can't see. No, there's no on switch here.
I know, right?
Check, check.
Let's we're gonna spin the wheel
check,
for another
one, two, check,
another
check.
Door prize. You got a name?
The winner of the Mitchell Mountain
Four, Sarah, are you here? She's on Zoom. All right, let's see if she's there. Sarah, raise your hand. Probably can't hear me. Check, check. Not there. Here goes the wheel. You know how it does that on, oh, hey, yay. I'll try not to blow it out again, I guess.